following speech was made by the President at Umatilla, Oregon, May 10, 1950 at 8:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm very, very glad to have this opportunity to visit Umatilla. I'm very much interested in the McDay Dam, which is being built just a short distance from here on the Columbia River. I was well acquainted with Senator McNally. He was leader of the minority while I was in the Senate. One of the finest men I ever met. And I'm very happy that this dam, named in his honor, is going to be completed one of these days. It'll bring power and improved navigation to this region. McNally Dam is an important unit in a series of giant projects which will harness the energy of the Columbia River for the benefit of all the people. The development of this river is one of the most magnificent undertakings the world has ever known. It is a tribute to the vision and determination of the people of the Pacific Northwest. It is also an outstanding example of how the people of the nation can achieve great goals by using the resources of the federal government. The fact is that these big dams on the Columbia River would not have been built unless the federal government had built them. There are some people, I think, who would rather that they had never been built. There are some people who, no matter what the government starts out to do, are against it. I've heard so much claptrap lately from people who are against progress that I did a little research on what these same people have been saying about new programs for the last 17 years. Believe me, they've been against almost everything that was proposed. And the fact that some of their dire predictions have not come true doesn't stop them for a minute. They just keep on predicting disaster and hope that someday disaster will overtake us so they can say, I told you so. Here's an example that'll be of interest here in Umatilla. Back in 1937, I was in the Senate then, we passed a housing law that helped the cities build low-rent public housing. That same time, one of these congressmen who was against everything said, now this is what he said, by the passage of this bill, you will speed the day when your mayors will become obsolete and your governors will simply be ornaments. That day hasn't arrived yet, has it? Well, of course, nothing of the kind happened. What did happen was that we got some good housing built. And during the war, it came in very handy. Then after the war, we wanted to revive this kind of housing legislation to help relieve the acute housing shortage. And what happened? We had the same old human cry. Finally, we overcame this opposition to get a public housing law in the first session of the 81st Congress last year. And we're going to get some more low-rent public housing. Well, you better hope, and we're going to get it. And if you work hard enough, you can get help me to get it. That's what I'm out here for. You do your duty, you'll get what we want. Some of it's going to be right here in Umatilla County. I have a report right here describing one of those housing projects. And I'm very glad that you're going to get it. I'm sure that the people of this community are not going to be frightened or fooled by a campaign of scare words any more than I am. I'm hard to scare, as you know. We're going right on working for prosperity and peace. And if we keep up that sort of a program, if we keep right at it, there isn't anything in the world can stop us from getting the kind of a peace that we want. There isn't anything can stop us from getting the proper development for this part of the world and all the rest of the United States. Can't tell you how much I appreciate this most cordial reception from you. It's been wonderful. I've been across Iowa and Nebraska and Wyoming and Idaho and a corner of the state of Oregon and I don't think I ever had a more cordial reception or a grander time since I've been in public service, and that's been 30 years. I was riding around over this part of the world in 1948, making a bid for your vote. I'm out here now to make a report to you as President of the United States on what I'm trying to do and what I want you to help me to do for the welfare and benefit of this country. It's been a very great pleasure to be here, and I appreciate your cordiality and your kindness in receiving me this way. Thank you very much.